With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. At least 17 people are injured in a plane crash at Toronto's Pearson Airport. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The airport says an incident occurred on a Delta flight from Minneapolis and that all 80 passengers and crew members have been accounted for. Paramedics say three people are critically injured. Video shows the plane upside down on a snowy tarmac as emergency workers hose it down. It's too early to say what caused the plane to flip, but weather may have been a factor. The Meteorological Service of Canada says the airport was experiencing blowing snow and wind gusts of up to 40 miles an hour. It's at least the fourth major aviation mishap in North America in the past month. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at SRNnews.com, there's controversy over upcoming talks between the United States and Russia over the Ukraine war.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said his country won't take part in U.S.-Russia talks this week on ending the war and won't accept their outcome. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has arrived in Riyadh to lead the U.S. delegation in Tuesday's talks with top Russian officials. They aim to restore ties and negotiate a peaceful settlement to the war in Ukraine and prepare a meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. It comes as Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who will be taking part in discussions, confirmed Putin is ready to resume dialogue with the U.S. on issues such as Ukraine in the Middle East. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Egypt is developing a plan to rebuild Gaza without moving Palestinians out in a counter to President Trump's proposal to depopulate the territory. Egypt's state-run newspaper said the proposal calls for establishing secure areas within Gaza. Egypt and Jordan have refused to allow Palestinians into their countries due to the terrorist threat. This is SRN News. A Massachusetts city goes all in on transgenderism.
Lawmakers in Worcester have voted 9-2 to declare their metropolis a, quote, sanctuary for transgender and non-binary people. During hearings on the issue, a drag queen took the podium to warn the city council that they failed to act, quote, you better be prepared for trans people to make this city a very unsafe place. This is all a reaction to President Trump's executive order pulling federal funding from any entity that promotes transgenderism, especially amongst kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas judge has fined a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a woman near Dallas. It was one of the first challenges to shield laws enacted in Democrat-controlled states where abortion's legal. The ruling was handed down even as New York Governor Kathy Hochul rejected a request from Louisiana to extradite the same doctor. Maggie Carpenter was charged in Louisiana with prescribing abortion pills to a minor. This is SRN News. A political science professor says there's a reason teachers' unions have remained fairly quiet over the prospect President Trump may put an end to the Department of Education.
What the unions don't want is the gravy train of federal funding to end. And just because the Department of Education may eventually shut its doors, we could still issue federal block grants to the states to help school districts, particularly those in low-income areas. So I think that the teachers' union is staying quiet now for a reason.
Nicholas Giordano is a professor of political science at Suffolk Community College.
We have a lot of bureaucrats that are yelling and screaming, and it amazes me because they're more outraged at the possibility of closing down this big bloated bureaucracy than they are over the results from student performance.
He was interviewed on Salem Radio Network's Chris Stilgall Show. A sequel to the classic film The Goonies is in the works. Steven Spielberg will produce, and Chris Columbus, who wrote the first film, will executive produce. More details at SRNnews.com.